We're doing the laws of Nisiut Kapayim, of Berchas Kohanim. A Kohen, even though he's not yet married, can do Berchas Kohanim. Some say that he should not do Berchas Kohanim, because the Talmud tells us that one without a wife, any person without a wife is a person without true happiness, and one who gives a blessing must be in happiness. And that's why there are those that have this custom, that a Kohen doesn't do Birkat Kohanim if he is single. Today here in Israel, those who do Birkat Kohanim daily, I think, do it even though they're single. But using this logic, that's why there are those, especially in Chutz La'aretz, that don't do Birkat Kohanim all year long, only on Yom Tiv. And it's unclear where this custom evolved from. It's quoted already many centuries ago, and yet it's unclear. And one of the reasons that's given is because that a person is not in happiness if he's in Chutz La'aretz. Yom Tiv comes, okay. Say he's in happiness, he could do Birchas Kohanim. But the rest of the year, not. So that's the custom of some congregations, that they don't do Birkat Kohanim unless it's a special Yom Tiv.